This is Dr. Kevin Elko with a Thursday night pep talk. Play every single play like it's my last. Proverbs 90:12. Teach us to number our days aright. How would your game be different? How would this game be different? How would every play be different if you thought you may never get to play again? I don't know why we do everything like we can do it forever, like it will never, ever end. But this is not going to last forever. Whatever it is, it doesn't last forever. Last year in the playoffs, the Jets beat the Patriots and beat them well. It really wasn't much of a game. The night before, a man that played for the Jets years ago, Dennis Byrd, addressed the team. Dennis Byrd was playing in a game, thought he had a long career, and in the game, he got hurt and was almost paralyzed, broke his back. He was able to walk again, but he never ever got to play another snap. He told the whole team his story the night before they played the Patriots, and his motto and what they chanted to themselves, every play like it's the last. Well, it wasn't much of a game. I think two things happened. I think their energy never changed. I don't think that they pouted after any plays, which we do, which changes our energy. And I think they were completely absorbed into what they were doing. Not the result, but what they were doing. This woman has cancer and she's dying. Her husband went to her and said, "Can I ask you a question? What does it feel like knowing that you're dying?" He said, "Can I ask you a question? What does it feel like pretending like you're not?" I'm not saying your life's ending. You're a young man. But who knows when your football life is ending? Who knows when this season of your life is over? A man was running from a bunch of lions. And he finally came to a cliff. And he knew he could do something the lions couldn't do. He could climb down the cliff. So he started to climb down the cliff. And he looked down, and at the bottom of the cliff were a bunch of lions waiting for him. Looked up, lions are looking down, waiting for him. Looked down, the lions are looking up, waiting for him. And he looked out and saw a big, ripe strawberry on a bush. He reached over, ate the strawberry, ate it, and enjoyed it. Every play like your last. Everything into what I'm doing. Completely absorbed. When we're young, in grade school, we think about middle school. Can't wait to get up there. Don't have to stand in line to go to the bathroom. Then I can't wait to get to high school. I can go to dances and dates. Oh, let me go to college and I'll be out sort of on my own. Then let me go and get a job, then I can have money. Then let me go get married. No, let me get a divorce. No, let me retire. Then after you retire, you talk about the good old days. And you didn't have any. Quit looking forward to something else and what's next. Do this. Do this completely. Do this with everything you've got. Every play like it's your last. Every single down like it's, I'll never get to play this again. No pouting. No looking ahead. Just right now. Charlie Waters played for the Cowboys. He played in school at Clemson in college. He was a wide receiver. Very good. The quarterback, first team quarterback, got hurt in the game. The second team quarterback got hurt in the game. They were having practice, and the third team quarterback wasn't very good. So their coach, Frank Howard, asked everybody to take a break. They all came back from the break, and Frank Howard walked over to Charlie Waters and said, "Charlie, do you believe in magic?" He said, "Yeah, I guess I do, coach." Frank Howard went, "Poof. Charlie, you're our first-team quarterback." Well, it is kind of magic like that. It is fun like that. Especially if you know it's not going to last forever. I was with Mike Godfrey, who used to be the coach at Pitt, and was an ESPN analyst Monday night. We were raising money for his foundation down in Mobile, Alabama. He had one of the greatest comebacks ever against University of Pittsburgh when he was against West Virginia University when he was a coach at Pitt. They were down 38-0 at halftime. And I said, how'd you come back and tie that game? He said, Kevin, I was a quarterback at Morehead State. We're playing Western Kentucky. And in one game, the first half, I threw 6 interceptions, and no one would even speak to me in the locker room. We came out for the second half, and I threw a 7th interception. And I walked over to the coach and said, Coach, you've got to take me out. I just don't have it today. And the coach said back to Mike, Mike, if we had anybody else who could play quarterback, we would have taken you out a long time ago. In the game against Pitt, in a game against West Virginia, Pitt's quarterback threw 4 interceptions in the first half, and they were losing 38-0. They came out in the third period, and Alex Van Pelt, the quarterback, threw a 5th interception, walked over to Mike. They're losing 38-0. The head coach said, Coach, you got to take me out. He said, Alex, I threw 7 interceptions in a football game. I'm in the record books. And the way you're playing today, you've got a good chance to break my record. I'm not taking you out. Alex laughed, came out, and did a perfect game afterwards. And they tied the score, 38-38. Pitt was 7th in the country. West Virginia was 4th in the country. Huge comeback. He just started enjoying himself. He started having fun. If this was your last game, you'd have fun. You'd enjoy every play. You would get completely absorbed. You wouldn't pout. You would just get completely involved with what you're doing. I want you to go out on the field tonight when you look over the game. I want you to go out on the field when you play tomorrow night. And I want you to just say this to yourself. Every play like my last. And teach me to number my days aright. Psalms 90:12. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Thursday Night Pep Talk.